are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. There were a bunch of things I wanted to talk about in the first 2 hours, and we just kept talking and we didn't get to it. So hopefully a lot of the medical headlines I will be able to get to today in this next hour. All right, we have this caffeine inhaler that is kind of the latest craze. I have a little bit of an issue with that, so we're going to talk about that. Also, I guess head lice, we need to discuss that. There's a study saying if you eat chocolate cake for breakfast, you'll lose weight. I am so all over that. So we're going to talk about that, too. Also, I guess there's a new head lice treatment. So I'm going to just try to get through as many medical headlines as I can. And again, thank you all for staying with me throughout the night. We are live right now, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. to midnight, taking your calls, your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We had some great ones today that we answered if you want to listen to our previous archives. And please follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. A lot of good information that we put up there. Okay, so let's kind of get started. Let's talk about this caffeine inhaler. This kind of came out in the news about a couple weeks ago where they said that on the market was going to be this little inhaler, and it was only going to cost about $2.99, okay? And it is a little canister, kind of like the size of lipstick, that gives you 100 milligrams of caffeine. All right. It's called AeroShot. Now, it's on the market. It's been on the market for about a month in Massachusetts and New York. It's also available in France. And it's in convenience stores, liquor stores, online stores. Now, they say it gives you 100 milligrams of caffeine, which is kind of equivalent to a large cup of coffee, and B vitamins. Now, they do a puff, and people go on their way. Now, am I the only one that sees a problem with this? Okay. When you drink a large cup of coffee, right? It takes you a while to drink it. Why? Because it's hot. It's a cup of coffee. I mean, you're going to drink it slowly. You aren't taking a hit of caffeine that quickly. I'm a little nervous about if there are people that can't handle the caffeine. Remember I talked to you about fears I have with these energy drinks. I had a young gentleman who went into atrial fibrillation. His heart just went into a funny rhythm. That it was the wrong amount of caffeine at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong heart. And we sent him to the hospital. He's fine. He's alive and well. But even an energy drink, you have to drink slower. Now, I think one of the precautions we need to take with energy drinks, and the reason why it's an issue, is because people will down an energy drink, drink it as quickly as water. When you're drinking coffee, you drink it slower. People don't down coffee that often. They don't. And so, now you're able to get your caffeine in a quick hit, a little canister, a quick hit, and it's cheap, even cheaper than some of these coffees you could get at Starbucks. All right. Well, if that's the case, who's going to stop kids from doing it five times, six times? What about the scare we had with people drinking energy drinks and alcohol? Was it Joe? What was that alcohol drink? I can't think of it. Where it was alcohol and caffeine. And that's the big thing. People like Jaeger and Red Bulls, vodka and Red Bulls. The energy drink keeps you awake so you could consume more alcohol. You can just keep consuming more alcohol. Well, now with these canisters, if these kids have these canisters at parties and it's the in thing and it's cool, and of course it's legal, anybody can go and buy one, then we're going to have a lot of drinking, whether it's underage drinking, overage drinking, and drinking more than what they feel is getting them drunk. Why? Because the caffeine is keeping them awake as opposed to the alcohol sedating them. So I'm really nervous about the medical implications. Now, Already, Democratic U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York wants the U.S. FDA to start reviewing this. He thinks it is going to be used as a club drug. I don't agree with, you know, Senator Schumer on a lot of things, but I will agree with this one. You know, I will agree with that. You know, they say if you drink 10 cups of coffee, right, and you want to get that type of jolt, it still takes you a long time to consume that 10 cups of coffee. It takes a while for your body to go, okay, wait a second, I got, you know, the stimulant. Let me, you know, increase my respiratory rate. Let me work on my cardiac output. Your body has at least some time to address it and absorb it. In this particular case, no, you're not going to have time. And I think 100 milligrams of caffeine could be too much for some people, right? And so, I think I have an issue with it. All right. So just, you know, watch what your kids are doing. You just need to keep an eye on them. Now, one thing I want to talk about on today's show are signs if your kids could be doing drugs. Okay. We're going to be spending some time on that. I know we're going to be coming up on break in about a minute too, so I won't get to that. I also want to talk about how, we talk about being hacked and how I don't really feel comfortable with, electronic records, even though I know we need electronic records communicating with everybody, I'm nervous about these hackers and their ability to break through these firewalls. Well, I guess Apple iTunes accounts got hacked, and Apple now has to reimburse people. So you see, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. If we also have time, I want to talk about how to increase your metabolism. So we got busy, busy show tonight, but please, I want to hear from you. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. You know, one quick thing that I mentioned today in the news is they think the recession has actually done something good for the medical community, and they notice less broken bones. All right. They say they're noticing, just a study out of Tampa, that there are less traumatic orthopedic injuries that dropped by 16%. They don't know if it's the economy that gets credit. I can understand there's less construction workers. There's a lot of injuries on construction sites. Yeah, less work, maybe. No, I don't want to say the economy's doing any good for us in medical. No. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay, so let's talk about, let's say you have a teenager or you have a grandchild. And you're, you know, kind of like, okay, how do we know if they're doing drugs? You know, we just talked about this caffeine thing, right? Caffeine, still not considered a drug, even though kids can kind of use it as such, mixing it with alcohol and other things. But now let's talk about, you know, how do you know if your teenager is, you know, kind of diving into things that they shouldn't be? Well, there's a great website called Partnership for Drug Free America, and they have a great site where they kind of give you clues on behavioral issues, personal appearance, personal habits, health issues, school issues. So let's just quickly go through these, okay? Really bulleted, very quick. And if you start to notice these changes with your kids, that could clue you in. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the kids are going through puberty. They're going through breakups at school. They're going through social issues. So you can look at some of these and go, well, wait a second. This is what teenagers do. How do I know if it's drugs or how do I know if it's puberty? I would probably say an abruptness of this coming on may be a clue, as opposed to puberty drags on for years. Okay, so for example, you know, change in relationships with family members or friends. Well, that happens all the time. One month I was fighting with my mom. Next month I was fighting with my dad. Then I hated my sister. Then I loved my sister. You know, so that, same thing with friends. You know, it does, that kind of happens in high school. But again, look for something abrupt. Okay? Especially if they went from hanging out with the good students to hanging out with the not so good students. Okay? loss of inhibitions, they say, mood changes, emotional instability. Like all of a sudden, you know, you tell them to clean the room and they shout at you. Like, okay, wait a second, what's going on here? All right, loud, obnoxious behavior. Okay, they could be high, laughing at nothing. Okay, if your kid just starts to sit there and laugh and the television's not on, they're not hooked up to an iPod or anything, somebody could be kooky. If they're starting to be unusually clumsy, they say stumbling around, lack of coordination, poor balance, that could be an issue, alcohol, drugs. If they start to isolate themselves and become depressed, Partnership for Drug-Free America says that could be a sign. When they're silent, uncommunicative, I mean, how many teenagers do that? But if your child usually would talk to you and now all of a sudden they just go to the room and hide, yes, that could be part of their changes. But again, you need to always have in the back of their head, are they doing drugs? If they start to get hostile with you, angry, uncooperative, that could be an issue. If they're becoming more and more secretive, deceitful, maybe taking money out of your purse, sneaking money out of dad's wallet, that could be an issue. When they make endless excuses, you know, quick to be on the defensive, quick to lie, that could be an issue. Decreased motivation, that's a sure sign of pot, right? I really don't want to get off the couch. Sure sign of pot, kids with decreased motivation. They used to, you know, have pride in their homework, have pride in their grades. They don't give a heart and doot. Again, that could be a sign of drugs. Lethargic, of course, that's a biggie. They're always tired. Slurred speech, not really speaking intelligibly. Rapid speech could be an issue. They're not really focusing. They used to focus, they're not focusing anymore. Sometimes if they're hyperactive, they could be on speed. You know, you're like, gosh, you have a lot of energy. You clean the whole house, you never clean the house. Red flag. If they become unusually elated, where they are just, Mom, I love you. Dad, oh, I, you know, you are my hero. All right. And that's not their usual behavior. Something's up. They also, let's say, on the weekend, you can't get them out of bed before 4 p.m. Like they're catching up on their sleep. Again, they could be coming down off something. So those are kinds of things in terms of behavior. Now, of course, you know, the way they look, okay? If the kids are really starting to become messy, they don't care about where they look or how they look, you know, that kind of fits in with the motivation, right? Again, it could be the drugs. Poor hygiene. You know, they really don't care if their teeth aren't brushed, smell, not really dealing with their body odor. That could be an issue. Let's say it's hot outside and your kid is wearing long sleeve shirts to cover up the arms, maybe covering up track marks. All right. So, Time to Act from, this website, it's a drugfree.org. Great website to look at this if you guys don't have time to, you know, write all this down. If they have burns, you know, on their fingers or lips, that could be an issue. If their cheeks are always kind of flushed, that could be an issue. You know, just, again, you know, something kooky. Let's say now, you know, they never really were really into gum, and now they're always chewing gum. Always chewing gum. Okay, well, they're trying to cover something up. Okay? Smell their clothes when they go to school. Smell. If you smell smoke, if you smell alcohol, there's some proof there. Let's say all of a sudden they're buying Visine, these over-the-counter eye drops. Partnership for Drug-Free America says that could be an issue. Let's say, you know, they're always out of money. You know, you're like, wait a second. I gave you an allowance. You're out of money already? Again, they're spending it. They could be spending it on drugs. Unexplained dents in the car. Reckless driving, driving issues is huge. Avoiding curfew. Let's say you try to talk to them about it and they avoid eye contact. Okay? You know, they're not, even if you don't talk about that, just in general, you're trying to have a conversation with them. They want to get the heck away from you as fast as they can and avoid eye contact. That's an issue. They bring up again locking their bedroom doors, isolating themselves, secretive phone calls, getting mad that you're, interested in their emails. Remember what I told you. I don't care, all right, about privacy in this house, especially in my house. If my kids have a Facebook account, I'm on it. I want to know who is approaching my kids, all right? If they want privacy, they can have a diary. I mean, I know they're boys, okay? They can keep a journal. fine. But I want to know what's going on their Facebook and Twitter. Absolutely. Okay? Munchies. If the kids have the munchies, sign they could be doing drugs, marijuana, etc. If you see your child, especially your son, really interested in incense and candles and air freshener, again, they could be trying to cover up smell, all right? Now, you need to, as parents, look at your medicine cabinet and see if these kids are going in and taking your Xanax and your Percocet. We've talked about this. One of the highest abused drugs isn't crack and isn't marijuana in schools. It's parents' drugs, parents' prescription drugs. So if you're seeing that your over-the-counter pills or prescriptions are missing, again, that could be kids. Remember, one of the big things these kids do is they call popping, where while parents are downstairs talking, having some wine, watching a movie, the kids are upstairs taking a big bowl, mixing moms and dads, Percocets, Xanax, diet pills, Lortabs, Viagra, whatever they can get their hands on. They take a mouthful, and then they down it with beer. That's what these kids are doing, okay? If you're going to smell the kids' clothes, smell their car, right? For those who join us, this is a Dr. Dolly show. We're going through drugfree.org website on their advice on what to do if you are suspecting your child is into drugs, how you can tell. You know, again, smell their car, smell their clothes, etc. Any unusual thing, you know, like they say, appearance of unusual containers or wrappers, seeds left on surfaces like Frisbees, used to clean marijuana. I know some of us are really naive to that. Really, what do they use Frisbees for? I guess, and they make bongs out of things. I mean, you may notice that medicine bottles, your lighters are gone, toilet paper rolls. There was a raid the other day at someone's house, and they found a plunger, a toilet plunger, was turned into a bong and used as a marijuana pipe. So, you know, if you're like, okay, wait a second, there's some weird things in my kid's room, they could be, again, making bongs, apparatuses, etc. And then, you know, if your kid always has nosebleeds, if your kid is always itchy, if they're throwing up, depressed, headaches, like I said, check their skin. If you know, you notice things are weird, oh, weight loss. You know, that's a sure sign of these kids being on speed. All of a sudden, boom, they're skinny. And I mean really skinny. Sores around their mouth, getting sick, excessive thirst, cotton mouth, that could be an issue. And depression. Marijuana makes you depressed. That's a biggie. Headaches, sweatiness, too. Sweatiness could be a sign of speed use. And then, of course, know what's going on. Talk to their teachers. If the teacher says they've been late every day that month, and you're like, wait a second, I see my kid go to school on time, that could be a sign. Grades being dropped, them not getting involved with their extracurricular activities. If the teacher says they smell alcohol on the kid, all right, that may be a red flag. All right, so, okay. Whew, enough with that. All right, when we come back, more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, most of us are parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, etc. So we don't want to see our kids go downhill. But, you know, I notice the parents that do well, you know, being a family doctor, I get, you know, I see these issues all the time. I see the parents drag their kid by the ear to get them drug tested, etc. But I notice the ones that do well, the parents that luck out are the ones whose kids are kept busy. You know, for example, a study came out today saying middle school kids who participate in lots of sports are less likely to start smoking than other kids. All right, this was a study out of University of Southern California. Okay, they say that peers on athletic teams influence the smoking behavior of others. Right, they looked at 106 through 8th graders about their smoking behavior, and the more sports kids played, the less smoking. Well, absolutely. You know, there is something to be said about having a coach, okay? Now, I don't think school officials and administration should be substitutes for parents, but the truth of the matter is if the kid after school goes straight to the coach, and the coach is on them, you know, forcing them to exercise, work out, etc., will threaten to kick you off the team. Sometimes these kids listen more to their coach than they do parents. And if you have your kids busy, have your kids in sports, a lot of times they have less time to get into trouble, even a job. Heck, make them work, hopefully, at your, I mean, if your office or where you're working, your company needs a mail, you know, has a mail room, you know, have the kids where you can keep an eye on them, because these kids that get into trouble are the ones where their parents are so far out of the loop that they could get away with anything. But I have to agree, having these kids busy with sports, having a goal, having a drive, getting them into clubs, getting them into doing charity work or volunteer work, it keeps them busy. And, you know, keeping these kids busy, I think, is absolutely necessary. Now, unfortunately, you know, we're talking about middle school students in sports. Unfortunately, a child died. 12-year-old middle schooler Tyler Kopp died this week after he was hit in the chest playing lacrosse. Apparently, he was playing lacrosse and the ball hit his heart, causing it to stop. An off-duty firefighter tried to perform CPR on him. The kid is only 12 years old, tried to use a defibrillator. They aren't going into too much detail whether he, you know, I don't know, had a bleed. You know, what happened? Did he already have a heart condition? But, I mean, this was just absolutely sad. Just a middle school student doing what he's supposed to do, you know, doing, being a part of a sport, and he unfortunately dies after blunt trauma to the chest. Now, we've talked about kids and athletic kids dropping on the field, having issues. Again, I don't know how this could have been prevented. I thought lacrosse kids have chest protectors. I thought they have some sort of chest protector, because I think football players have chest protectors. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But, you know, many of these deaths that we see with these kids, you know, playing athletics, it's because they might have had a congenital heart condition. And I recommend to all parents, have your child's heart checked. Now, schools routinely demand sports physicals. Either they'll bring a doctor in, or they'll tell patients, you know, to go and see their doctor, and the doctors will look for murmurs, they'll look at their blood pressure, they'll look for a change in heart sound, which is good and important. But if your child is really doing a heavy cardio sport, and you have the insurance coverage or the money where you could do this, I don't think it would hurt to have a pediatric cardiologist take a peek, do an ultrasound of the heart, and take a look. Because sometimes we can't pick up the murmurs. Sometimes we can't pick it up on a routine exam. And if your child is doing really, really heavy sports, I don't think it's a bad idea to do. In fact, I mean, my kids right now, one's in middle school, one's in grade school, they're starting to get to the level of their swimming where these are pretty heavy workouts. I'm thinking about getting that done too, okay? You know, it's just, you know, with our babies, you can't be too careful. Okay. Speaking about our babies, let's talk about lice. Now, they say that the Food and Drug Administration right now is approving a prescription-strength shampoo to treat head lice. It's called Sklice Lotion, S-K-L-I-C-E. Apparently, it was made from Sanofi. All right. You guys are familiar with Sanofi of Venice. I think they're the ones that came up with Ambien. French company, but a good company. All right. I mean good company. They're French and a good company, okay? That's not an oxymoron. You could be a great company in France. I don't know why that slipped out. Anyway, the shampoo contains ivermectin, which is traditionally a pill used to treat worm infections. Now, I was studying ivermectin when I worked at the EPA because they were giving ivermectin to cattle to protect them from worm and parasitic infestations out on the farms. So I'm pretty familiar with ivermectin. They say it looked safety, it looked effective. They tested at least 780 people after 2 weeks. Most of the people who had lice did not require daily combing to remove the lice eggs. They're pretty happy. Now, we've talked about lice. They're those little insects. They like to suck the blood. You itch a lot because of their saliva. They inject their saliva into the scalp, nearby areas. Some of you, if you've ever had pubic lice, you get these weird blue bumps on your abdomen. On the scalp, sometimes you don't see skin lesions, but you have the eggs. Sometimes the eggs could be dark. Sometimes they could be light. Those are the little nits. You have to clean the whole house I mean, it is so contagious, people to people. Kids get it in gyms. They get it during sleepovers, sharing brushes, sharing combs. Not fun. In the olden days, you just shave your kid's head. You just shave your kid's head and hope that would work. I mean, now we use RID. I believe it's called RID or NYX. I think RID and NYX. They're over the counter. What you do is you wash your kid's hair with it. You apply it as directed. And then you sit there and you got to comb out each and every nick or knit. Now, it's effective. I mean, it's worked this whole time. Keep the kid out of school, change all the bedding, change all the sheets, etc. But I guess for some people, there is this recalcitrant type of lice, and that's why they need to use this ivermectin shampoo. If it works, great. But I got to tell you, if you've ever had a kid with lice, it's horrible. Now, luckily, I have two boys. So if I don't think I could get all the nits out, I probably would. I'd give them a crew cut. Why not? It'll be easy. But, oh, these suckers, they stick, and they I'm itching just talking about it. Whenever I have a patient come in with lice, you know, again, I'm there to take care, you know, help take care of them. But I mean, we have to clean out the room. We, you know, we change our clothes. It just, it is so contagious, just absolutely contagious. Okay, let's move on to this next story. Eating chocolate cake may help you lose weight. All right, so scientists from Tel Aviv University said that eating pudding as part of a balanced 600-calorie breakfast that includes proteins and carbohydrates can help dieters lose weight, keep off the weight, all right? They say if you do indulge in chocolate cake or pudding, et cetera, you do it in the morning because that's when your body's metabolism is the most active. You could work off the extra calories, et cetera. But they say if you try to avoid sweets altogether, it could create a psychological addiction. So if you, they say if you introduce some of these sweets in the morning, it'll hopefully help control cravings. This was a 32-week-long study. It's in the journal called Steroids. Participants added cookies, cake, chocolate to their breakfast and large lost an average of 40 pounds. Okay? Apparently, they got energy. They felt happy. Again, you have to, though, be careful that, you know, you don't eat the cookies and the cake, et cetera, throughout the day. But this idea of completely starving yourself of carbs, completely starving yourself of something you want to eat, gives you a psychological addiction. So I can agree with that. I'll try it. I'll eat chocolate cake every day. Again, only for breakfast. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So I know many of us have been horrified by what we heard that what happened at that Los Angeles school where two teachers had allegedly assaulted these little kids. We've talked about what they've done with cockroaches and semen, etc. And the school district apparently decided yesterday just fire the whole staff. Just clean house, all 88 staff, and bring on new people. Well, today, a report of a third teacher was involved. Apparently, a third teacher aided and abetted the crimes, they said. Allegedly, she's a female teacher. Name has not been released. Possibly helped the first one, Mark Burnt, perform the bondage acts on the children. They said what had happened is Burnt would come into her class in the middle of the day. He'd go up to her and whisper in her ear. Then she would go and pull out two little girls. She'd walk the little girls right through the common door into Mr. Burnt's, what they call, dungeon. The teacher's name has not been released, but now we're looking at possibly three teachers involved in this. Just horrifying that something like that could happen you know, in a school with such young kids and go without any administrators watching and knowing what's going on. Just absolutely frightening. Now, in similar news, Jerry Sandusky, back in the news, okay, he's been on house arrest, okay? He was the defensive coordinator for Penn State, arrested on charges of sexually abusing young boys. He was the one that was found with somebody, a 12 or 14-year-old kid in the locker room, etc. Anywhere from fondling to actual sexual assault and rape is what he has been charged with. Now, they're saying he was spotted on the back porch spying on kids playing outside at a nearby elementary school. So his house apparently is near an elementary school. So prosecutors now want the judge to confine Sandusky into his home and not allow him to go out, even to talk to his attorney. They want him to stay in home. If he wants to be out of jail and he's going to be at his house, he has to stay in the house. He can't go out. He can't watch the kids. Apparently, there are 52 child sex abuse charges that he is now going to be on trial for. Now, of course, he's wanted to see his grandkids. You know, he's, asked for more leniency with this. But they say that a neighbor saw that he was watching the children outside for recess, and he was sitting there watching the kids. Now, I mean, was he just watching them? Was he spying on them? Was he doing anything evil? I mean, here's the thing, okay? I know some people are probably saying, oh, everybody's overreacting. What, he really can't just watch kids? But look at what happened with that father that exploded the house of the two boys, that family where the Utah mom has been missing for 2 years. All right. Social worker brings the boys over to the house. I guess he machetes them and then blows up the house. I mean, horrible stuff. And, you know, people are saying, okay, well, somebody should have seen the signs. Somebody should have seen the signs. Well, people underreacted with that dad. No, okay, people underreacted with Jerry Sandusky in the past. So what's happening now is people are overreacting. And I don't know what the answer is. Okay, maybe he was just on his back porch watching. You know, I mean, that could happen. There's a chance that he might not have had anything sexual on his mind. But unfortunately, people are so freaked out about what has been happening in the LA school with what allegedly happened with him at Penn State and with these children from the charity he was working with, that I think people are going to err on the side of caution and be restrictive. And honestly, I think they should. I mean, we're talking about kids. I know everybody wants to be politically correct, but, you know, he gets to be in his house. If he's on house arrest or being watched, then fine, stay in the house. Don't go outside because we don't know what you're capable of. And we don't want to underestimate you any more than might have already happened. We've underestimated people. Jared Loughner was underestimated. You know, these people that end up doing heinous crimes, allegedly, you know, we're always talking about in the news, well, why didn't anybody look at the signs? Why didn't anyone look at the signs? Well, all right, now we have the signs in front of us and we're going to say no. And if, you know, people get mad that we're being restrictive, tough. We're not going to mess with it. Okay. Further in news today, they're talking about how drinking soda can raise your risk of asthma and COPD. So if you're a soda drinker, you could actually be more at risk for asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which I like to call smoker's asthma. Now, this was a survey of 17,000 people in Australia where researchers looked at soft drinks like Coke, lemonade, mineral water, Powerade, Gatorade, soda, etc. They said 1 in 10 Australian adults drink more than half a liter of soft drink per day. I think it's even more in America, but that's what's going on in Australia. All right, so that's basically more than 2 cups. All right. And they found that the more of soda you drank, the higher risk of asthma and COPD. They say 13% of surveyed participants with asthma and 50% with COPD drank more than 2 cups of soda a day. All right. Now, keep in mind, diet soda doesn't save you either. Remember, diet soda, we found a link to stroke and heart disease also, even if it was caffeinated. Okay. So, again, this was a survey. It would be nice for them to go, okay, we're going to give X amount of people soda, X amount of people another drink, and see who develops asthma and COPD. People don't like those studies because they don't want to get sick. So what they have to do is they have to go back and look backwards and see, you know, who was afflicted with asthma, et cetera. So, just honestly, you know, soda once in a blue moon is fine. I do not have a problem with that. But if it's your main staple and your main drink, it's going to be an issue. Okay. Something we may talk about tomorrow is possible measles outbreak in Super Bowl Village. All right. We just watched an amazing Super Bowl game. Okay. And I guess in Indianapolis, where they were having the Super Bowl, two teenage children have come down with measles, and they say thousands of people could have been exposed. So we're still waiting to get more information on that. When we do, we'll let you know. Another thing we're probably going to talk about tomorrow is the FDA is saying these proton pump inhibitors that we use for acid suppression, like Prilosec, Nexium, etc., may trigger Clostridium difficile intestinal illness. We've talked about Clostridium difficile. It's a bacterial overgrowth that happens in the colon that is very difficult to treat with antibiotics. Well, they think these acid suppressants could put you at risk for that. So it could be a pretty serious infection. So this isn't the first time I heard about this in the news. But we're going to investigate that a little bit more and touch more about that tomorrow. Okay, now this was cool. Scientists have created, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, a revolutionary putty that can put the healing process into superdrive of broken bones. The scientists from University of Georgia Regenerative Bioscience Center used adult stem cells to produce a protein that involved bone healing and generation. Then they put it into a gel and they make it a fracture putty. All right. Now what they did is they used this on animals. Okay. I guess they tried it on rats and they found that they were able to stand. I guess after 2 weeks of a fracture. That's incredible. Now, most humans, it takes about 6 weeks, sometimes even longer. So if they could quickly heal fractures using this bone putty, that's going to be absolutely excited. All right. I think they've also tried this on sheep. But they say they've been able to regenerate bone in the animals in less than 4 weeks. So even though the rats were able to run around and do what they need to do, the bone looked like appeared to have that regeneration process by the four-week mark. Again, faster by at least a couple weeks. So right now, other groups are looking at polymers and engineering approaches like implants, replacements, etc. But I think this idea of a gel is absolutely fascinating. I am a huge fan of this. You know, it's just cool stuff. All right, guys, great show. If you have any questions and we're off air, please call in to 1-877-DOC-DOLLY and we'll play them next time we're live. You all be safe and don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Take care.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.